Good evening, this is The Synthetic Lens. I'm David Carver. It is Friday, May 15th, 5 p.m. Pacific, and this is our Musk v. OpenAI trial watch. No verdict, no public closing transcript, but the court record moved in three important ways this afternoon. The jury is now formally in deliberation posture, a first jury note exists, and the Wazan damages map has become a live expert evidence fight.
The key word is posture. This is not the ending. The public docket does not show a verdict. It does not show the text of the jury's first note, and it does not show the judge ruling on the new expert fight. But compared with the 1 p.m. sweep, the 5 p.m. docket is materially different.
Right. This is the courthouse equivalent of the lights changing color. Earlier today, we had Wazan's written damages testimony. Now we have the minute entry, the trial sheet, OpenAI's motion to strike part of that testimony, and Microsoft's rebuttal expert testimony. The legal machine is moving from argument to consequence.
One sentence of context. Our morning episode covered document 542, Musk side expert C. Paul Wazan's written testimony estimating alleged wrongful gains tied to Musk's contributions. Tonight's update is what happened after that map hit the record. Marcus, start with the court's own minute entry.
The new primary document is document 545, the civil minute entry for May 14th, plus document 545-1, the trial sheet, exhibit, and witness list. At 1 p.m., we could see metadata for that entry. By 5 p.m., the public PDFs were available and captured.
What does the minute entry actually say?
It says jury trial was held before Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers for 6 hours and 56 minutes. Closing arguments were made by the plaintiff and the defense, followed by a plaintiff's rebuttal. Then the sentence that matters, quote, the jury is in deliberation. The matter is continued to Monday, May 18th at 8:30 a.m. for the jury for deliberation, and 9 a.m. for attorneys and parties for an evidentiary.
So, careful phrasing. The case has gone to the jury, but the jury is not done. The court has not announced a verdict, and the docket says Monday brings both more jury deliberation and a separate evidentiary hearing for attorneys and parties.
The trial sheet adds timing.
It does. The trial sheet says the jury re-entered at 8:30 a.m. and was instructed by the court. Stephen Molo began plaintiff's closing at 9:03. After a break and more instructions, Molo resumed. Sarah Eddy gave OpenAI's closing starting at 11:07. William Savitt continued OpenAI's closing after lunch. Russell Cohen gave Microsoft's closing at 2:08. Molo gave plaintiff's rebuttal at 3:03. At 3:41, the jury was given further instructions and admonished.
And then the note.
At 3:43, the trial sheet says the jury was excused until Monday at 8:30 a.m. Then it says, quote, jury note number one is received. Matters are discussed outside the presence of the jury.
And that is where restraint matters. We know a note was received. We do not know what it asked. We do not know whether it was administrative, evidentiary, legal, scheduling, or something else. Anyone turning that into a tea leaf is writing fiction.
But it is still important.
Yes, because it is court-confirmed process. The public record now shows the jury has the case. The jury has already communicated with the court at least once. And the judge has set Monday morning for resumed deliberations in an evidentiary hearing. That is a real update without being a verdict.
Now, the second development, documents 564 and 565. Marcus, what changed there?
Court listener and docket alarm showed a wave of new entries. Documents 546 through 563 are transcript orders for earlier trial days. Those are signals that transcripts were ordered, not public transcripts. But documents 564 and 565 are substantive. We captured them through docket alarm after direct RECAP access hit rate limits.
Start with document 564.
Document 564 is OpenAI's motion to preclude and strike Dr. Wazan's testimony. This is OpenAI's argument, not a ruling. The motion asks Judge Gonzalez-Rogers to prevent Musk from eliciting and to strike any Wazan testimony that purports to attribute or quantify alleged wrongful gain to the OpenAI for-profit entity, OpenAI Group PBC.
In plain English, OpenAI is saying, wait a minute, Musk's damages expert has moved the target. They argue Wazan's disclosed theory was about the nonprofit being enriched, but his written direct testimony now leaves room for disgorgement from the for-profit.
Exactly. The motion specifically targets paragraph 121 of Wazan's written testimony. In that paragraph, Wazan says his $65.5 to $109.4 billion range represents the portion of the OpenAI for-profit's value attributable to Musk's contributions, and that he expresses no opinion on whether those alleged wrongful gains should be disgorged from the for-profit or the nonprofit.
OpenAI says that is new.
OpenAI argues it was not disclosed in Wazan's expert report and directly contradicts his deposition testimony. The motion quotes Wazan's deposition saying that, according to his analysis, all of an $87 billion midpoint wrongful gain was a gain by the OpenAI nonprofit. OpenAI also argues Wazan had not analyzed wrongful profit by another OpenAI defendant or Musk's relative contribution to the for-profit's value.
This matters because the morning episode's question was, what is Musk's damages map? Tonight's question is, can that map even be used the way Musk's side appears to want to use it? OpenAI is trying to narrow the remedy fight before it starts.
And document 565 is Microsoft's answer to the Microsoft side of the damages model.
Yes. Document 565 is Microsoft expert Jonathan Arnold's rebuttal, written direct testimony, filed in response to Wazan. One caution. The docket alarm copy we captured appears partial or padded with docket alarm pages, so we are using only visible text from the captured file.
What can we safely say from the visible text?
Arnold says he was asked by Microsoft to review and respond to Wazan's opinions concerning Microsoft-specific alleged unjust gains. He says Wazan's original reports set forth alleged unlawful gains by Microsoft that were owed to Musk, but that Musk has since disclaimed personal entitlement and wants those funds to go to the OpenAI nonprofit instead. Arnold argues Wazan provides no economic basis for why that remedy is available as to Microsoft-attributed alleged wrongful gains.
And Arnold also attacks the timing shift.
He does. Arnold says Wazan's reports assumed, on direction of counsel, that the predicate act for determining Microsoft's unlawful gains was the creation of the for-profit OpenAI in 2018. Arnold then says Musk now claims the alleged breach of charitable trust occurred no earlier than 2023, while Wazan's Microsoft unjust enrichment numbers stayed unchanged. Arnold calls Wazan's approach unsupported by the trial record.
His headline opinions?
Three visible ones. First, Arnold says Wazan's Microsoft unjust gains estimate is invalid and unreliable because it fails to separate Microsoft's unjust gains from Microsoft's just gains. Second, he says it fails to distinguish between the value and use of Musk's contributions and those of Microsoft and others. Third, he says Wazan double counts wrongful gains allegedly attributable to Musk's charitable contributions in the Microsoft-specific calculation.
Again, that's Microsoft's expert talking, not a judicial finding. But it shows the Monday evidentiary hearing could be less about courtroom theater and more about whether the damages architecture survives contact with expert rules, disclosure rules, and causation.
Put the pieces together. The jury has the case. The judge has a Monday hearing. OpenAI is trying to strike part of the damages testimony. Microsoft has a rebuttal expert attacking the Microsoft number. What is the most cautious read?
The cautious read is that two tracks are now visible. Track one is liability, the jury's advisory verdict on charitable trust, unjust enrichment, Microsoft aiding and abetting, and defenses like timing, delay, and unclean hands. Track two is remedy. If Musk clears enough of the liability gates, the court has to decide what evidence and what remedies are actually available. Documents 564 and 565 are about track two.
And those tracks can collapse into each other. If the jury's advisory answers cut against Musk, the damages fight may become mostly academic. If the advisory answers help Musk, the evidentiary hearing and these expert filings suddenly matter a lot.
What should listeners not conclude tonight?
Do not conclude that Musk won. Do not conclude OpenAI won. Do not conclude the jury note means trouble for either side. Do not conclude Wazin's numbers are accepted by the court. And do not conclude Monday's evidentiary hearing is definitely a remedies phase. The docket calls it an evidentiary hearing. We should too.
Also, do not treat transcript orders as transcripts. Documents 546 through 563 show transcript orders for earlier proceedings. They do not give us public transcript text yet.
So the clean headline is this: the case is in the jury's hands, but the damages fight is already being fought on paper.
That's it. The drama is not only whether Musk can prove the mission story. It is also whether, if he does, the court will allow the enormous disgorgement theory to point where his side now wants it to point.
Closing research. Disclosure. For this run, we checked the official Northern District of California case page, Judge Gonzalez-Rogers' calendar, court listener and recap, docket alarm, pacer monitor, Justia, official court search, Google News RSS, and current reporting from AP-linked pages, CNBC, The Guardian, The Verge, TechCrunch, New York Times headline-level feeds, NBC, BBC, MLEX, The San Francisco Chronicle, and others. We captured docs 545, 545-1, 564, and 565. We did not find a verdict, a public closing transcript, a public jury instructions PDF, a verdict form, the text of jury note number 1, or a ruling on OpenAI's motion to strike.
The next watch point is Monday morning. Resume deliberations at 8:30, attorneys and parties at 9 for the evidentiary hearing, and any docket movement on Wazin, Arnold, jury instructions, or a verdict.
This has been The Synthetic Lens. I'm David Carver. Marcus Chan and Stan Rogers are with me. The case is not over, the record is moving, and for once in a trial full of billion-dollar accusations, the responsible answer is simple. No verdict yet. We'll keep watching.